Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Degrees. I'm Eileen Bell. 630 CHED's Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer with guest host Brendan Escott starts right now.
I can take him to a place personally that they can't get to themselves.
Right back in this game.
There's big expectations.
They got to buy into that, and it's not going to be comfortable at times.
I pull and I root for the team because I know if the team's playing well, it makes the people in the city excited and happy.
You know, we're in this thing to win.
This game is over!
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
This is Oscar Plessis.
This is Bilal Lucci.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
This is Oil Country.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office supplies at huge savings?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex. Now, Bob Stauffer on
the official radio station of your Edmonton Oilers, 630 CHED.
Juice is flowing, even if the Oilers don't have anything to play for right now. Never a bad day to hear from the cult. Brendan Escott filling in for Bob Stauffer on today's edition of Oilers Now. The Oilers should be wrapping up practice right about now. They were on the ice at 11:30 this morning. They're jumping on the bird down to Calgary, finishing off the 2018-19 regular season against the Western Conference champion Calgary Flames. This is Oilers Now. It's all brought to you by Digitex. PCs, copiers, supplies, printers, laptops, IT, plotters, software, and now Digitex can manage your corporate cell phone plan, saving your company money. All your devices managed at digitex.ca. Busy one for you today with a heavy junior hockey theme. As I'm sure you know, tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of the Humboldt Broncos bus crash. We will check in with the mayor of Humboldt, Rob Mensch. He will really soon here, actually. So we're going to blast through the audio vault momentarily. But again, Rob Mensch coming up at 12:15 today. 12:35, we'll hear from Hockey Night in Canada's Elliot Friedman. The big man himself, Bob Stauffer, checks in at 1:05. And then we'll preview the Battle of Alberta, WHL style, in the second round of the playoffs. 1:35, Edmonton Oil Kings head coach Brad Lauer. 1:45, Calgary Hitmen head coach Steve Hamilton. Remember, he was a staple for the Oil Kings for 8 years. Now he's in enemy territory, some may say. If you want to get in touch, you can call us on the Oilers Now hotline, 780-496-0063. That is brought to you by the River Cree Resort Casino. They've got country music star Clay Walker taking the stage tonight and comedian Don Bernstick tomorrow night. Tickets still available at Ticketmaster.ca. Get in touch on the text line 630-630. That is for Heartland Ford. Don't buy a new or pre-owned Ford without giving Heartland a chance. Experience the difference of Heartland Ford. We're always available on Twitter at Oilers Now. Bob is at Bob_Stauffer, and myself at Brendan Escott. So, as mentioned, we do want to just quickly recap last night, a 3-2 Oilers loss on home ice. That's how they finished it up at Rogers Place this year. Cannot fault the effort, in my opinion. I think they did just fine putting on the show, but San Jose is a playoff team. They are a deep team, and you know what? I don't want to beat the dead horse. The Oilers don't have many horses, so you're just not going to beat teams of that quality. I don't know how much simpler I can put it. I liked how Stolarz played in net after he sort of settled in. And it's fun watching Leon chase 50, isn't it? And at the end of the game, he must have needed an oxygen tank getting off the ice in the final minutes there as they were really trying to feed him, make it happen on home ice. But you don't need to hear it from me. You can hear it from Jack Michaels as we dive into the Direct Workwear Audio Vault for product knowledge, compliancy, great pricing, and innovation. DirectWorkwear.com, an Edmonton-based company. Jack Michaels, Bob Stauffer on the call last night.
It's Edmonton's home finale, and for San Jose, another chance to get it in the right direction. Meyer picked off by Draisaitl. It's a shorthanded breakaway left to right. Backhander score! Leon Draisaitl with his 48th of the year. Back behind the net, you've got Joe Thornton. He looks, he dishes in front. Wrist shot, score. Game time. Sharks just one win in their last 10. Here's Brent Burns off the draw. Whistled one. Score. That goes back bar and out. And so Brent Burns has just made it 2-1 San Jose. Found an opening. Benning dishes off. Draisaitl shoots and scores. Three-way passing play, and Draisaitl finishes for his 49th. This game is tied at 2.
Keep shooting, kid. Keep shooting. What a story this has become this year. In a year of disappointment for the Oilers. Couple tremendous personal achievements during the year.
Oh, here's a huge hit. Secker went down, and it might have been contact to the head. And now Lucic throws a shot on Timo Meier, who belted Secker with contact to the head. Off the draw, wrist shot, score. Brent Burns from the point, and Stolarz reacted as though he never saw it. Nyquist. That is some kind of tip. He just stuck the blade out. Here come the Oilers with numbers. Cassian in over the line. Left wing on his backhand. Centers. Draisaitl. Shot tipped wide. 8 seconds to go in the regular season at home. McDavid brings it in to the net. Around one man. A shot. Save Dell. And time will expire before the penalty can be called. And Draisaitl will go to Saturday's finale against Calgary, stuck on 49.
And if last night, and particularly the third period, was any indication, they're really going to try and force that. Here's Ken Hitchcock on Leon's quest for 50.
Well, I think he wants 50, and you can see the hunger, and that's good for him, good for us. But he's not going about it the wrong way. He's not hanging on the red line. He's competing for pucks. He wants to shoot. And there's nothing wrong with that. We're hopeful as heck he gets it. But he was a hungry hockey player today. Even before he scored his first goal, he was a hungry hockey player. So all in all, him and Connor played very well and led us in the right direction. The big thing for us is you can get goals, but if you're not playing the right way, then it doesn't really matter. And I thought they both played the right way today.
And the man himself, he had a comment on his teammates, really trying to force the issue.
That's something special, and you know, I'm not sure if I'll ever get that chance again. So I'm going to try and make the most of it. And you know, I really appreciate the guys, you know, trying to set me up.
And finally, Milan Lucic, he thought it was pretty funny at the end of the game as well.
We all want to see him achieve that, especially being one goal away, and hopefully he can get it on Saturday night. And as you saw in the third period, everyone was looking for him, so I'm sure you know, he'll get his chances Saturday night as well.
Most definitely. Well, unless you ask Topher, who says Matthew Tkachuk will take Leon out. No 50. I doubt it. I don't even think they're going to dress Matthew Tkachuk tomorrow night. Just a theory. It is 12:13 at Edmonton. As mentioned, we're going to get right to the mayor of Humboldt, Saskatchewan, Rob Mensch. We're going to do that after we step aside. Brendan Escott in for Bob Stauffer on Oilers Now.
Up at 5, take shots till 8, and make the thing drive out of the school and back on ice. That was his life. He was gonna play in the big league.
Shake the goosebumps there. 1 year ago tomorrow, the country was rocked. The hockey world was rocked. One of the most significant newsworthy incidents, I think, that I've ever experienced. I was pretty young when 9/11 happened. This, for me, was my first "where were you then" moment. But we're still waiting, actually, as a matter of fact, for Mayor of Humboldt, Rob Minch, to call in. But everybody knows, we don't need to rehash it. So many Edmonton area families affected, so many families across the world, really. And a chance for humanity to really come together, which we still see to this day with respect to the Humboldt Broncos incident. It is Brendan Escott here on Oilers Now, 12:18 in Edmonton. And we'll get in with Mayor Minch in a moment here. But tomorrow, Green Shirt Day, to commemorate the one-year anniversary. And that is with particular relation to Logan Boulé and the Boulé effect of organ donation. The numbers spiked after that young man decided that that was the movement he wanted to push in his battle and his journey with the whole accident. And it's going to give you a taste. It's called The Story of the Humboldt Broncos, 1 year. And this airs tonight at 5 o'clock here on 630 CHED. Tomorrow afternoon at 3. And it's sort of the audio recap of everything that went on April 6th, of 2018.
Scene after a bus carrying the Humboldt Broncos of the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League collided with a semi early Friday evening on Highway 35.
And he's got apparently lower body issues. He can't feel the lower body. It was a horrific crash and it was devastating.
Support from across the country has been staggering.
It just goes to show you, you got to embrace each and every day, and each and every day you're with your family. You better enjoy it. So,
and without further ado, we'd like to bring aboard to Oilers Now Mayor Rob Minch of Humboldt, Saskatchewan. Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor, for taking your time today to join us on the show. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let's start off by just talking about your ties to the community. How long have you been a resident of Humboldt, and how long have you been mayor?
I've lived in Humboldt pretty much my whole life. I did move away for a couple of years and came back. So I've been 54 years, I guess, in Humboldt. So, yeah.
And as mayor for?
I've been mayor for approximately 2.5 years now.
All right. And a tumultuous last one, no doubt. Certainly not something you ever would have forecasted. I don't want to dive too much into that, but I do want to know, in your words, what, even before the accident and the notoriety, what did the hockey team mean to the community of Humboldt?
Well, they've meant a lot. Next year, 2020, is the 50th anniversary of the junior A hockey team in our community. So that's a pretty storied history, and they have been very successful at that. You know, they've won the most SJHL championships of any other team, and a couple of national championships to add to that as well. And you know, when you have that type of history, I think the community really, really joins in and follows you. So it's been something I've, since I was a young lad, have been going to games. So it's been really entrenched in our community.
And with respect to that, just a thought on the impact of day-to-day life in Humboldt, not only for the people who were directly affected. I guess everybody was directly affected in that town.
Yes.
But, you know, even if those who weren't directly involved in the hockey scene, per se.
You know, it has affected our community as a whole. You know, whether you were a hockey fan or not, it was something that if you... if you weren't involved, you knew one of the families, or you knew maybe one of the players that were from, say, Alberta that were in town playing for a couple of years. You know, they get to know the community, and the community knows them. And our coach was very adamant about the players getting out into the schools and into the community to participate, and which they have done over the years all the time. It seems like they go out of their way to do that, because a lot of the kids are from other areas and they want to become part of our community.
On the air right now with Rob Mensch. He is the mayor of Humboldt, Saskatchewan. Let's talk recovery. It's been a long journey. I don't know if one can ever fully recover from the loss and the impact, and particularly for the families. But for you and for your community, what has recovery looked like in the past 364 days?
Well, it has been a long road, but, you know, we're pretty resilient here, and I think as a community, not speaking for the families, of course, but as a community, I think we've come through this. You know, it was always getting back to normal, and then usually something else would come up, whether it was the trial or sentencing or just different things that would kind of throw you back into the thick of things. But you know, I found that with the help that we've received from other communities, other provinces throughout our country, and the hockey community as a whole, it's really helped our community. I can't say enough to how, you know, we were just talking yesterday about all the, I think there was nearly 6,000 items that were sent to Humboldt, ranging from jerseys to hockey sticks to artwork to letters of hope and banners signed by entire communities that were sent to Humboldt. And we currently have them on display at our art gallery downtown. So it's made our healing process here a lot. I'm not going to say easy, but it's really helped a lot.
Were you almost taken back by how much support the community received and still does?
Yes, and I talk to parents that are still getting letters. We're still getting things. We had something come the other day that we came to our city council on behalf of you know, some people in Ottawa, and you know, it's one of those things where you don't expect that, and you know, you're sitting back in a small community, but you know, I think it's the hockey community. It's the Saskatchewan has exported people all over the world in until a few years ago, it seems, and those people were reaching out, and just people of Canada in general. I mean, everybody's got a connection to hockey somehow. I look at kids playing hockey on a team of 20, and you know, they go their separate ways at the end of the season, and now they're connected to another 20 on the next year's team, and so on. And that seems to be what has happened here. It's really reached out
on the line
countrywide.
Right now. Thanks, Rob. It's Mayor Rob Mensch of Humboldt, Saskatchewan. The 2018-19 season, you know, it must have taken some time to decide whether the franchise was even going to participate in the Saskatchewan Junior League the following year. They do. Take me through opening night. The game was televised nationally, and I just want to know what it was like for you guys in that community to have that opening night to get back on your feet.
Well, as I said earlier, you know, hockey's been a big part of our community. I personally didn't ever doubt that they wouldn't have a team back on the ice this year, but I think there was some doubt out there, because it was a lot of work, and you know, starting from scratch with staff, you know. Besides a couple of people, the staff was all involved, and you know, and it made it very difficult to get the players back in. You know, the league did have a bit of an expansion draft, but our you know, so that helped. But I think it was a lot of hard work by, you know, the scouting community and the new staff that was brought on board, and quite frankly, a lot of volunteers that just pitched in. We had, you know, some of the NHL coaches helping out running that initial camp that they put on, just you know, to start looking at some prospects, and it turned into a you know, opening night that sitting in the crowd, it was hard to describe. It was very emotional night for the team and for our community,
and no doubt continues to be an emotional process. Do you think that it was important for the community to see some of the survivors of the accident suit up and play this year for the Broncos?
Yes, I think it was. And you know, Derek and Braden, you know, they had their own, you know, uphill battles just to put skates back on and get on the ice. And but you know, they were two of our top players all year. They battled back. Braden was, you know, he was neck and neck with our scoring race on a team this year. And you know, seeing that, I think they were playing inspired hockey. I think the whole team was, and looking at them. You know, I think the rest of the team just followed their leadership throughout. I think they were in first place for a number of weeks and in the league, and you know, just it was really inspiring watching them every game.
Mayor Rob Mensch of Humboldt, Saskatchewan, on the line right now. Last one for you here, Mr. Mayor, and that is just give me a rundown of what you guys are doing this weekend and tomorrow in particular to sort of commemorate the one-year anniversary.
Well, it's going to be an emotional day again in our community. We're gathering again in the arena. The families have been quite involved with the organization. The city has been helping out in support, but we've let them take the lead. Families, along with the Ministerial Association, which is a group of local pastors and in the community, just to put together a service that they've themed Believe. So it's going to be, I'm hoping, and I think they are hoping as well, to be a positive event moving forward as a group. And it'll be a chance for the community to wrap their arms around those families and, you know, just get together. And I know it's been a long haul for a lot of them, and a lot of them are still, you know, in the grieving process. And we'll do our best to help them through and move out the other side.
And I have no doubt, Mr. Mayor, that the entire country is going to be wrapping their arms around the community of Humboldt. Thank you so much for taking the time to share the stories today, and I certainly wish you the best moving forward.
Okay, well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
That is Rob Mensch, the mayor of Humboldt, Saskatchewan. We have run right into the news break here. On the other side of a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell, we will have Hockey Night in Canada's Elliot Friedman.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon. On Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.